Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Avi Mar Vimi Marasi Shayichu. And Nishmas Maras Esther Basrib Shmur, Maras Chana Basrib Yitzhak Yona, Maras Atachana Basrib Meir Zev. And in the previous shir, we discussed the Shaila of how it could be that the Gemara in Pesachim, the Chof Bey, says a Havamina that Gida Noshe and Eber Menachai and Dam are going to be Aser Bahana, because then how are you Makdish an animal? There's no hekdesh. So we discussed the concept of owning what's aser bahana, and I thought that since we didn't go so deeply into it, it requires further study and to expand on the issue. And Memela, this shir is devoted to that topic. We're going to be discussing shame bailim b'mamanis. Who is considered the owner when it comes to Mamanis? And we're basing ourselves on the beautiful Sefer, the Pri Moshe, on Kinyanim and Simon Beis. In the Mishnah it says, Hari, Vahazev, Vahadov, Vahnamar, Vahardalas, all these wild animals, Shemisu Adam, if they killed somebody, Misasim, Esim, Vishlosha, it requires a Beis Din of 23 in order to execute, they kill them, judge them to be Chayv Misa, Rebbe Lezer Omer, Kol HaKodem L'Hargam Zocha, anybody who gets them first is Zocha. His right, Zok the Gemara and Tesvav on the base in Sanhedrin. That the Rabbi Eliezer says, "Kol Hodim L'Hargam Zocha, Vahu Shein Misu." That's provided that they killed somebody. If they killed somebody, then you have every right to go and kill them. Avalim Loi Misu Lo. But if they didn't kill somebody, then it's also to kill them. So the Gemara is Medayik. Alma Kasavus Reish Lakish must hold. Yesh lam tarbus, that they have domestication. In other words, it's mutter for a person to raise them in his house because you can train them in order that they shouldn't be mazik. And because of that, yesh lam bailim, they have bailim, and they're not considered hefker, and therefore if they didn't kill, it's also to kill them. Rabbi Yochanan Amar alfa pishalo himisu. Rabbi Yochanan says the Rabbi Lazar holds. Eliezer holds. Even if they didn't kill. Eliezer says, Shekola kodem l'hargam zocha. They don't have to kill. Alma kasabasiyot eilem tarbus. They're not. They have no domestication. And you can't train them to not to be mazik. And therefore it's us for person to raise them in his house. Feign them, buy them. And they don't have buy them. What does that mean? Rashi says, eilem buy them. Kloimar. Ain shem bailim chol aleim v'lo havu elek hefker fisha lo hayo the gadlam. They have no bailim. In other words, the shame of the bailim is not chal on them. It does not apply to them. It does not devolve upon them. And they are only considered like hefker. Why? Because he shouldn't have been raising them. So we see here that if the bailim have no rishus to use it, the bailim have no rishus to raise this animal, he's not considered the bailim. And the melech becomes hefker. It's a big chiddush here, it's a big yisod, that what somebody doesn't have rishus of ishtamshus, he's not considered the bailim, and the melech is considered hefker. And even Reish Lakish, who argues, doesn't argue on this nekuda. Rather, he holds that you're allowed to raise them, and therefore he's considered bailim. But if he would hold that it's usr to be megadol them, he would be modeh that it would be an iser hishtamshus, and would become hefker. And we have to understand, how can we say that since it's usher to be mishtamish, but b'chefetz hazeh, it's usher to use this object, it becomes hefker. Where did his bailus go? B'met poka ba'aluso, just because there's an iser ishtamshus, where did the bailus disappear to? So we have to make the following chakira. What's the geder of shem bailim on mamon? Is the fact that he did a maisekinyan in this object alone, does that establish that he's the bailim on this chayfetz? Or maybe no. It's not enough that he did a maisa kinyan, but rather we require even that he has a schus, a right, a potential to use this chayfetz, and if he doesn't have schus ishtamshus, or he doesn't have the possibility of ishtamshus, so there's no bailus, because his bailus His ownership is expressed in the fact that he has shlita, he has rulership, he has control over the chayfetz. But if he has no control, then memela, it's not considered his, and the kinyan doesn't help. In Bava Kama Daf Tzadi Amar Aleph, Bava Basar Nun Amar Aleph, Gittin Mem Ches Amar Aleph, we see that there's a machlokas if kinyan peris ki kinyan haguf, or is it lav ki kinyan haguf? In other words, in an instance that the Baal HaChefetz sells the schus hishtamshus, who is considered more the Baalim? Is it the Baal HaSchus Peris, the one who's allowed to use them, or the Baal HaGuf? So l'chora, it's totally bizeh that if a person is considered a Baalim b'gal schus hishtamshus, so therefore the Baal HaPeris will be considered that he also has a kinyan haguf, because the ikar, the primary purpose of this chayfetz is the hishtamshus, and therefore somebody who has a schus hishtamshus is considered that the object is his. And so writes the Rashbam of Abbasr, Dafnun Amr Aleph, Divar Masl Kinyan Aguf, that the reason is because the guf is only leperosav, and therefore kinyan peris is kinyan aguf, because the guf is there for the usage, and therefore if he is kinyan of usage, kinyan peris means he also has kinyan aguf. But if the bailus is talui b'kinyan, is tluya b'kinyan haguf, not b'schus hishtamshus, but b'kinyan haguf, so we can say that even if somebody else has kinyan peris, but the kinyan haguf is still preferable, is still stronger than the kinyan peris, la'alacha we paskin k'man d'amar the lav kinyan haguf. And if so, it emerges that la'alacha we assume that the kinyan baguf is makne the shame bailim, even though there's no schus l'shtamish. However, the Mishnah Lamelech in the fourth parak of Malvevelova, Halacha Yedalit, and Dibur Maschil Od, Kosev Amarit, and also the Nesivus and Reish Memches, Nesiv Kat Yedalif, right, that where the he is makne kinyan peris la'olam, l'kule alma kinyan peris ke kinyan aguf. And we don't say that the Baal HaGuf is Adif, because he has no schus hishtamshus in this chayfetz. So therefore he loses legamre his shem bailin. So we see that they understood that even according to the Mandiyamar, Kinyan Peris, lav ki Kinyan HaGuf, and the Baal HaGuf is called the bailin, that's only because he has his schus hishtamshus after he was already makne the Peris. But if he has no schus hishtamshus, like if he's makne to the whole world, memele it's not considered a Kinyan HaGuf b'chlap. So it's mavur that l'kule alma the shem bailim has to express some sort of schus, and if his bailus doesn't give him any schus hishtamshus, chaser lo b'shem bailim. Ktsos reish nenches siv katnalif brings from the Rashba that lo shayich din hefker, where the person is mafkir the guf and he's mishayir la'atzmo ha'peris, where he's mafkir the guf and he leaves the peris for himself, explains the Ktsos that since we learn hefker from Shemitah, memela we require hefker gomer even on the guf, like by Shemitah. So that's the way the Ktsos learns. However, based on the way we explain, the reason would appear to be that since in such an instance he's mishari latzmo, kol haperis, memela that's like kinyan haguf, because baal haperis is baal haguf, and that's not considered hefker. Or shayich din hefker, that's pshat in the Rashba, that hefker isn't shayich when he's mishayir la'atzmo ha'peris, because by me mishayir la'atzmo ha'peris, he's be'etzem mishayir la'atzmo schus hishtamshus, and that makes it his. And so would appear from the Rashbam in Bava Basun in Zion Amit Beis, divar maschil asurim li kanes l'chotzer, that the Mishnah says that if you have shutfim that were noder hana zemizeh, then allowed to get hana from each other, and their partners in a courtyard, then allowed to enter into the courtyard, which proves that a shutf is makbid even on a mida, even on standing there, and therefore if they're noder hana, they're not allowed to go in even in stand there. The Rashbam explains shekol zman shelo chilku esach chotzer nichnas kol echad b'chelik chaveru, if they haven't been mechalik the chotzer, then by going in they're be'etzem going to the chelik of the other guy. V'kam lei b'lo yachel dvaru, and it's lo yachel, it's they're being over on the neder sherei nene mechaveru shomit b'chatzeru, because he's nene from his friend by standing in his courtyard. D'ba'amida kapti, because they're makbid even that nobody else should stand if they don't want them. If they don't want them to get another, that includes standing. The misa to lo kapti, if you hold it, they're not makbid. Mutar lamud b'chatzer chaverav bishem mudar hana mimenu hana. If you're allowed to stand in your friend's chatzer, even if you're mudar hana, came the lo kapit b'amida. Since you're not makbid on amida, here are the key words in the Rashbam. Harei hifgir es hachatzer lechol b'nei hachatzer lamud bo. If you're not makbid on amida, you're mafgir the chatzer for all the b'nei hachatzer to stand in it. Ulegabe amida en lo chelek bo. And by amida you have no chelek. So we see in the Rashbam that if it's something that you're not makbid, that others should be mishtamesh, it's considered hefker. So if you wouldn't be makbid, that would be considered hefker. Rebbe Chanan in the Kovet Shiurim over there in Reishin and Vav writes, Shemikan Muchach, not like the Avnei Miluim in Simen Chav Ches, Se'if Katan Memtes, that Bedavr She'eno Makbid Olav is considered like a matana l'chomi shiyotze liskosbo. Because if that would be the case, why is it mutter for a mudar hana, somebody who's not allowed to get hana, to be zelche? He's makabel a matana from the person from whom he's not allowed to get hana. So it must be, it's not pshat hana, but davar she'eino makbid, it's not pshat, it's a matana, excuse me, but the davar she'eino makbid is hefker. So it's muchach lehedji in the Rashbam that even though he wasn't mafkir mamish befiv, even though he didn't verbally make it ownerless, nevertheless, since he's not makbid on the hishtamshus, so the gabeze, his bailus goes away. His bailus is nifkas, is undone automatically, and it's considered that it's not his. So it's muchach, like we're saying, that if he has no ishtamshus in the dover, ha'resh is then nifka mi ba'alus of hefker. Not having ishtamshus makes it hefker. Because there's no musig of bailus, there's no concept of ownership if there's no schus ishtamshus. And so appears from the famous Reb Shimon, Nedarim, Simon Chaf Beis, and Simon Chaf Gimel, that the Geder, when he's talking about the Geder of Chalos Hefker, that it's not a din that the Amira is Poela Shadavar Yotze Mirashuso, but rather, since he's Megalad Daito, that he wants to leave this, and anybody can do kechefzo, la'abdo, la'haziko, so the Torah was mafkir. It's also, we see, that bailim is that he has some sort of schus, and he expresses this bailus, but if he's mevatel, his schus and his bailus, it becomes hefker, mimela. So that's a big yisod in Shem bailim b'mamanis, sus ishtamshus, and b'rtzos Hashem darkenu, in the next shir, we will plow forward and see other big yisodos. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.